Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast live published by Unica Radio. My name is Jamil. I'm the host of the podcast. And today I'm joined by Camilla, who is from Sardinia. Am I right that you're from Sardinia?
Yes, I'm from the beautiful island of Sardinia, of course.
That's great. And yeah, welcome to the show, Camilla.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And I already know that you have a lot of international experience. And I'm really excited to get in there as we go through the podcast. But let's actually start with you. Could you introduce yourself a little bit and tell the people who you are?
Mm-hmm. I am currently still a student. I would say that I'm passionate about everything that has to do with learning about different cultures, languages, and also I really love, for example, I really care about environmental matters. I'm currently doing a master's in international relations with a focus on European studies at the University of Siena, which is a city in the very middle of Tuscany. Really cute. But I previously studied for my bachelor in Cagliari, which is also a city I really love. And it's where you guys are. So yeah. Enjoy as much as you can. And yeah, I think that's about it for a short introduction.
Yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, I mentioned that you had a lot of international experiences already. Could you maybe tell me about your first experience that you had living abroad for some time?
Okay. So talking about my very first experience abroad, when I was 16, I was lucky enough to be an exchange student in the United States, in the state of Ohio for a year. There I lived with a local host family and I went to high school there. And yes, it is exactly how you see it in the movies. So with the school dance, the yellow buses and everything. And I think this experience, of course, is the one that opened myself into the magical world of experiences abroad, I would say. Yeah. Then I kept on going with I started my bachelor degree, but during the first summer of my first university year, I did I was an au pair. So for the people that don't know, it's basically a living nanny. And I was living in a town close to Barcelona. From there, I am crazy enough to have worked at Disneyland Paris. And it was kind of my seasonal job while I was studying. And my time there got myself to improve my French skills, for example. But the funny thing is that during my time there, I also started to speak in Spanish because most of my friends and colleagues were from like Spanish-speaking countries. So, yeah. Yeah, then with the university, thanks to the Erasmus grants, for example, I went for my first Erasmus study experience in Sevilla, which is in the south of Spain, and where I spent there 10 months. As I was saying also before to Jamil, I immersed myself in the culture and also I had the best time doing Spanish parties, of course. Right after, while I was in Spain, I applied to the Erasmus internship program. And for the summer of 2019, you could find me in Bucharest, Romania. I chose to do an internship there because I didn't know myself much about Eastern Europe. So I was really curious to experience it firsthand. And right after that, once again, thanks to the amazing scholarships of the University of Cagliari, I won a spot to do an internship outside of Europe, and I choose Peru in South America. I would say that definitely this was one of the best experiences I had, both because the internship itself was really interesting and informative, but because it was a completely different culture and way of living. I was living in Lima, which is the capital, but I got to travel and learn a lot about the country. And I have to say that Peru really has it all, because it has like the classical Machu Picchu, the coastal line, and also my personal favorite, which is the Amazon. So the jungle and everything was really cool. Right after it, as I was saying, and I came back, I graduated from my bachelor, and the pandemic hit. And at that point, I moved to Siena to continue my studies, and where at that point I previously promised myself that I wouldn't fall into the Erasmus trap again. There I was a year later learning how to surf in Lisbon, Portugal. And yeah, so there I was again. And I, among the many reasons, I decided to spend a semester there because I really wanted to learn Portuguese as the language. So it was really cool also. Yeah.
Well, that sounds really great. And yeah, that's already like so many experiences that give probably a lot of valuable learnings to you. But let's actually now already have a short break that you, the listeners, can enjoy some music. And after that, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast live. My name is Jamila. I'm the host, and I'm speaking with Camila, who just before the break talked about her many international experiences that we had. And actually, let's go back to the very first one that you had. You mentioned that you did an exchange to the United States, to the state Ohio. And you mentioned that it almost felt to you like an opening to like a world of wonders and of international experiences. And that sounds super positive, and I can imagine it to be a great experience. But was it at this young age also a bit scary for you to take that big step and to go to a new continent?
Yes, of course. It was really hard because you're really young, as you were saying, so you're throwing yourself at the other side of the world with a completely different culture, people you don't know, and you are alone, basically. So yeah, I had the really hard moments, especially with culture shocks and also the language, of course, because I seriously don't remember how I could speak at the beginning and how I would communicate, because my English was not really that great or fluent. So yeah. And so it was definitely a hard experience, but it also got me to learn so many things, both about myself, so how to get through situations, for example, but also how to like relationate with others, and I don't know, about life in general. And it was really a cool experience and hard at the same time, for sure. I cannot hide that.
yeah, that sounds good. And you did like several personal abroad experiences, such as like the exchange and also your work as an au pair and the work at Disneyland and so forth. And then on the other side, some that were very focused on your studies, and that were like within your university framework and the Erasmus program. What was like the motivation for you to also go abroad like while you study?
Okay, so I choose to do that because I was, I always heard about Erasmus program because in Italy in general, in Europe, it's really common to hear nowadays, especially. So I wanted to get in touch into this world, like Erasmus world, both for my studies. So I wanted to experience a new kind of university system that was different from mine. And also studying another language, as well as maybe having the chance to take classes that maybe at my home university weren't available or wasn't just a focus. And of course, everything that is around it. So getting close with people from all over the world, learning the language. I got to learn Spanish. Yeah, so focused on my study because it could perfectly combine my interests in general. And also I could do it while studying. So this was an amazing opportunity because I could do two things in one, basically.
Yeah. I like that a lot because it feels like you take education as like a much larger experience that doesn't only happen in the classroom in the university, but you also learn through so many exchanges and learning opportunities abroad. And I'm very interested to hear because obviously the Erasmus program is a European program, and therefore you saw a lot of places within Europe. Did that sort of change or helped you to get a more European identity and to see yourself a bit more as a European, or are you still very much, I guess you also see yourself as Sardinian in a way and as Italian, but did it help you a bit?
Yes, absolutely. From all of these experiences, I really learned the importance of like European citizenship, and I also really feel European, absolutely. Because we are all from Europe in this case, are really lucky because thanks to European Union and in general our system, we have so many chances also to travel while studying, working, volunteering. And it is really amazing because we get to be with people from a lot of countries. And so definitely it also impacted my studies now, because then I decided to do European studies to go into deep about this topic. So I definitely am a big supporter of European citizenship and everything that comes with it. Absolutely.
Yeah, great. And because you already study for your master's program, and it seems like you go more towards the end of your university journey and your educational journey. Do you feel like, or do you also plan or want to have more of those international experiences and especially like European experiences in the future in your career?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I would like, of course, to work or have a job in an international environment because I really feel I really like to be surrounded by different cultures, languages, also to always confront myself with others. I think it's really important not to always stay in our own national bubble sometimes, even if, of course, it's home. But yeah, definitely it's a trait that I want to still have all my life around me. Definitely, I would like that, yes. Why I decided to do some internship with the Erasmus program. It's because it is also a chance to get experience and some like jobs while you are still in university and do it in a foreign countries, which, for example, in Italy is really valued. In general, it's valued both for studying and internship, for example, because it makes you face a different working system and not just the national one that you know. So you value skills, et cetera, et cetera.
that's a great insight. And you already mentioned when you talked about your exchange to the US, that some parts of it are, of course, also challenging. What were some big challenges also in the later programs that were more educational? What were some big challenges for you in those programs?
the internship one or just the education one?
In general, that can like include the internship, but yeah, in general, the Erasmus programs.
Challenges. Okay. So definitely it's one that no one says, but finding houses in other countries, it's a skill, of course. Definitely the language is an obvious one, but it also has another side because it pushes you to learn it and practice. And it's the most effective one, I would say. Challenges to confront yourself with cultures and way of doing and living that maybe are not the same as yours. So you have to live with it and understand it and integrate within it. Definitely starting all over, because I would say that every time I went to these experiences, you kind of start a new life again, because you have to know a new city and make new friends and your circle and places you know and stuff. So I would say that's a big challenge, but that's also why it's exciting. So these are some of them, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Let's now have another short break where you can again enjoy some music, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jamil. I'm the host of the podcast Life, published by Unica Radio. I'm here with Camilla, who just before the break talked about some of her challenges that she had that she experienced in various international exchanges and programs, such as the Erasmus program. Looking towards, because now you already have a lot of experience in those exchanges. But of course, there might be like among the listeners and also in general, young people that are very interested to get international experiences and to live abroad, but that haven't done that yet. What kind of advice would you give to a person that is interested in going abroad, but doesn't really have the know-how of how to do it?
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be cheesy, but we have to say that we have many chances to go abroad, that it's through work or study or volunteer, thanks to, for example, Europe, or not only, we have many grants and scholarship. I would just say that just look for it and absolutely take that chance, because I 100% assure you that you will not regret it, and that you will probably become as dependent on it as I am, as I became. Yeah, so definitely take that chance, whatever is the form, but you will absolutely love it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great insight. And maybe the last question actually of the podcast, are you planning to come back to Sardinia in the future, or do you want to stay somewhere else?
No, I absolutely love Sardinia. I am planning on going back, probably more ahead in time, because I still want to get some experiences. But it is a place that I really love, the way of life. And we have amazing weather and culture. And we are an island, so really close to the sea. So I would definitely love to live there one day, but I think not yet. But it is absolutely an amazing place, and I'm not just saying that because I'm from there.
I definitely agree.
I think.
I definitely agree with the points that you said about all the benefits that Sardinia has. And thank you so much for sharing all the insights about your experiences and giving great advice also to other people, to the listeners. I wish you all the best with the rest of your master's program, and hope that many European places in the future will see you So thank you for being here. Sure, yeah.
How do you say? Danke schön, and thank you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. In German, it's danke schön. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also to the listeners, the podcast is not over, but we'll hope to see you in the next episode.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.